Okay, today's daf is Becharos Daf Chav Zayin. We left off on Daf Chav Vav and Beis. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We are holding on Daf Chav Vav and Beis. We just started the fourth parak yesterday, and the Mishnah was discussing how long Yisrael has to be metapil b'bechor until he gives it to the Kohen, because when he gives it to the Kohen, he can't be giving the Kohen a difficult job. He has to be giving him something that he can use immediately. So the Mishnah gave very specific numbers for how long the Yisrael has to be metapil b'bechor. So the Gemara, we already started yesterday, we'll maybe start again, discusses two different explanations for the source of those numbers, of where exactly we got those numbers from. Then the Gemara is going to talk about, that's going to lead us into a discussion of a problem of a Kohen emesayeya bebeis hagranos, because the Mishnah mentions that if the Kohen asks for it early, you don't give it to him, because it looks like he's trying to barter with you, that he's going to say, I'll take the responsibility of taking care of it as long as you choose me as the Kohen. And that's a problem if you have a Kohen that's mesayeya bebeis hagranos, that seems to be helping you out so that you could choose him as the Kohen that you're going to give the matnos kuna to. So that's not only by Bukhar, we're going to see that's by other matnos kuna as well. However, the Gemara is going to make a distinction on Chavzayin Amar Aleph between Truma and other Matanos with regard to Tovas Hana'a. Whether Tovas Hana'a is something that you're able to practice, that you're allowed to give a person, that you're allowed to take a little bit in return for choosing a particular Kohen to give it to. Then the Gemara is going to discuss various leniencies of Trumas Chutz La'aretz that we don't have by Trumas Eretz Yisrael. Trumas Chutz La'aretz is only Midrabanan, and because of that, there are a number of halachos that you have by Truma that don't necessarily apply to Trumas Chutz La'aretz with respect to Tuma and other things as well. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to have a discussion of how we know that the age of a Bechor, the Mishnah spoke about a Bechor betoch shnoso, how if it develops a mum betoch shnoso, you can keep it kol shnei masar chodesh, but really it's supposed to be nechal shana b'shana, within a year. How do I know that that year is determined by its own birthday and not by Rosh Hashanah, not by whenever Rosh Hashanah comes, that it would already be considered its second year? So we're going to have two possibilities of how I know it's determined by its own birthday. And the Gemara is also going to discuss how we know that the time frame that one can eat a Bechor is Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad, like a Karban Shlamim. Where do we learn that from? So those are going to be the two topics of discussion. Let's just quickly begin again from the Gemara, right after the Mishnah on Chaf Avim Beis, even though we got a little past that, but we're right in the middle of the conversation. So Minani Mili, how do I know the particular Zmanim that the Mishnah says that the original Bailim has to be Metapel B'Bechor? So Amar Rav Kana, Damar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Bechor Banecha Titein Li, and then it says, Kein Taseh Litzonecha. So we see that there's a Smichus to learn the Chiyuv of being Metapel B'Bechor of a Tzon, which is a Behema Daka, from a Bechor Adam, which you do a Pidyon HaBen after 30 days of a Bechor Adam. So you see from there that the time to be metapel with the Behem Adaka is the same amount of time that it takes for Pidyon HaBen, is 30 days. And the Pasuk says, Milei Oscha Vidim Acha Losa Acher. Milei Oscha is a reference to Bikurim. And then it says, Kein Taaseh L'Sharcha. So we learn from that Smichus that the amount of time you need to be metapel with the Bechor Shar, which is Behem Agasa, is derived from Bikurim. So Bikurim is brought 50 days after its ripening, because the Tavua becomes ripened on Pesach, and you bring it only on Shavuos. So that's 50 days. After you bring the Shteil Lechem on Shavuos, you bring the Bikurim. So Bechor Behem Agasa is also, the Zman of the Tipul is 50 days. So says the Gemara, Epochana, maybe we should switch it around and learn the Behem Adaka from Bikurim, which is after 50 days, and there's a Daf Yomi coincidence about the 50 days of Bikurim, which we're right in the middle of the Sefirah Omer. So Bikurim, which is given after 50 days, and Behem Agasa maybe should be derived from Bechor Adam, which is after 30 days, says the Gemara, no, Mistavra, Demuktam Lemuktam, Demu'uchar Lemu'uchar. Meleascha, which comes earlier in the Pasuk, is connected with the animal that's earlier, to Sharcha, which is earlier in the second Pasuk, and Bechor Banecha, which is earlier in the first Pasuk, is associated with Tzonecha, which is earlier in the second Pasuk. Says Mar Adraba, Desamachle Ledesamachle. Maybe we should learn that which is closer to each other in the Pasukim. So what comes second in the first Pasuk is closer to what comes first in the second Pasuk. So Bechor Banecha Titein Li Kein Tasa L'Sharcha, we should learn that Bechor Be'ema Gasa, which is Sharcha, from Bechor Adam, which should therefore mean 30 days for Be'ema Gasa. So says Gemara, a second possibility. Ella Amar Rava Amar Kra Ta'aseh When it says ta'aseh l'shorcha l'tzonecha, the Torah is adding an extra asiya b'shorcha, specifically by yeshar. So we see from there that, yeah, it's true, b'char adam is juxtaposed with shor. And therefore I would learn from there that a shor you only need to be metapel with for 30 days. But then there's an extra word, ta'aseh, that on top of the 30 days that you're going to learn from the smichus, that you need to be metapel with the shor, you got to do more. So how much more? So we assume that it's 50 days, that 50 days is enough. Says we're vei mashitin. Maybe I would say just double it, that if it's 30 days you get directly from the pasuk, then you have ta'aseh to tell you more. So I would think more means double it, do another 30 days. The Torah never tells us how long that ta'aseh is supposed to be, so therefore the chachamim have the right to determine what the Torah means, what that zman is in fact supposed to be. The Torah doesn't tell us explicitly, so must be, says Rashi, that the Torah wants to leave it up to the chachamim to determine what that din d'oraisa is going to be. The Rambam in Perusha Mishnayis explains the reason that they chose Dafka 50 days is since you don't violate the Isra of Bal Ta'acher by Karbanos until at least 50 days, meaning you have to wait till the Zman Chiyuv is the Chag, and the smallest amount of time between different Chagim is 50 days, because between Pesach and Shavuos, so you have to be metapel b'vachar b'magasa for 50 days. That's where the Chum got the number of 50 days. But this is something that happens every once in a while in Shas, that we assume that even though there's a din d'oraisa, the Torah specifically left certain elements of the din vague so that the Chum could determine not what the din d'rabbanan is, the Chum could determine what the din d'oraisa is, an unusual thing. Yeah, but you have every once in a while, Melechus Chalamoid. Melechus Chalamoid is Aser Midaraisa, according to some Tanaim, some Amraim, some Rishonim, it's a Machlokas. But if the Gemara says that Lamasar Nakasuv El Cham, the Cham get to determine what's included, what Melechos are included. Davar Avid is not included, what the exceptions are, what the rules are. That's the idea that the Cham get to determine the Dinim Daraisa sometimes. That's a different idea than the idea that the Cham get to tell you that if you don't follow the Dinim Darabanan and how to fulfill a Mitzvah Daraisa, that you're not even going to be Mekayim on a Daraisa level. That's Machlokas Rishonim, whether we say such a thing. Meaning, let's say there is a Din Daraisa they have to bench. They have to bench after a meal. So the Chum tell you, yeah, but you got to say a specific number of brachos, a certain themes have to be covered in benching. But on a Daraisa level, all you have to say is thank you for the food. You don't really have to say all of those things. So, if you don't do the benching the way the Chum tell you, or Sukkah is the example that Rishonim actually discussed. Midaraisa, Rosh of Arubo need to be in the Sukkah. Midrabanan, Shulchano as well. The Sukkah needs to be big enough to fit your Shulchan as well, because where goes there, Shemi Yemashech Achar Shulchano? You're going to end up sitting where your table is if your table's not in the Sukkah with you. It's a Dindrabanan. What if you sit in the Sukkah that's only 6 by 6 Tvachim, doesn't have room for your table? So Machlokas Rishonim, are you even Mekayim the Mitzvah on a Doraisa level? The Gemara has an expression, Im Kenasisa lo Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. They've never been Mekayim the Mitzvah Sukkah. Does that mean even on a Doraisa level? So that's Machlokas between Tosis and Megidim Sacha Sukkah and the Ran. That's a different idea, that Chum have the right to take away a Kiyum Doraisa once they've modified the din, once they've added layers to the din. This is before that, though. This is even to say that on the very basic Torah level, the Rabbanan are determining what the initial Torah din is. The Lomasar Nakasav El Chum says Gemara Tani Namihachi. We have a raya to Rava that Rava is correct. That really we learn from Bechor Adam to Shor, and that's how I know that you're metapel with the Shor for 30 days. But then we add on top of that Ta'aseh to make it 50 days because the Chacham gets to determine that. From the smichus, we learn that the time that you need to be metapel b'heim adaka is the same as b'char adam with shloshim yom. Yachal af l'shorcha. So I might think a shor also is shloshim yom, which because it's right next to b'char adam in the pasuk. Tamal omer. That's why the pasuk says ta'aseh. that there's more time that you need to put in with your shar, and how much more time, that's up to the chachamim. And that's how we arrive at the numbers of 30 days for Behem Adaka directly from Bechar Adam, and 50 days for Behem Magasa, because Ta'asa tells us that the chachamim get to determine that. Rabbi Yossi Yom Rabidaka Shlosh Chadosh Mnesha Tipula Meruba. And Rabbi Yossi says, for Behem Adaka, you got to spend 3 months taking care of the Behem Adaka before you give it to the Kohen, because it takes a lot of Tipul to take care of Behem Adaka. So Tana Mepnesha Shina Adakas. What does that mean, that Tipula Meruba? So it was taught, Tana means we learned from Tanayim that it was taught. Why is Tipula Meruba? Because it has very very small teeth, and it's not able to eat grass. So if it's not with its mother to nurse it, it's going to die. So that's why you have to leave it with its mother until it strengthens a little bit, and then you can give it to the Kohen. That's how we understand. Then the Mishnah said, if the Kohen says within the Zman, give it to me, I'd like to take it early, you don't give it to him. My taima, why if he asks for it, do you not give it to him? Because the Kohen who asks for the Bechor Tam from the Yisrael during the days where the Yisrael is supposed to be metabolit, looks like he's being Messiah in taking care of that Bechor in order that you'll give it to him. Just like a Kohen who's Messiah Bebes Agranos in the place where the grain is gathered, in order that you should give him the Truma and not give it to other Kohanim. And that we're about to see is Asr to do. So Bezman Hazeh, a Kohen doesn't get any Hana'ah from Bechor Tam until it develops a Mum. So if he's asking for the Yisrael to give it to him during the days of Tipul, it seems like he wants to save the Yisrael from having to deal with it, and in exchange for saving the Yisrael from having to deal with it, the Yisrael will choose to give it to this particular Kohen and not to any other Kohen. The Meiri just adds, Maseches Kiddushin, that the Torah is mitzvah to give the Matnos Kuna to Kohanim for their avoda b'migdash and not for anything else. Kischaru lechem chelav avodaschem ba'ol moed. So we dash on chelav avodaschem v'lo chelav scharchem. So we have to be very careful not to be giving the Kohanim for any other reason, for any ulterior motive of them helping us out as a barter agreement or as a payment for something that they've done, because there's a din that it's dafka supposed to be for that which they do in the Mikdash. Why does it only say that it's near a kimisayeya, meaning this is mamish misayeya? He's actually helping you out. So the Rishus Pikurim explains, because the Kohen Kataina, that since the Bechor is Behemoth Hegdish, and the Hana'ah from it is going to go to Shevet Kohanim, so there will be lots of people that would want to volunteer to feed it. So he's not really helping the Bailam out, because he would have found volunteers anyway to take care of it. So it's only Nirek Misayaya and not Mamish Misayaya. Okay, now the Gemara is going to discuss that issue of a Kohen Misayaya Bebes Agranos, and how you're not allowed to pay a Kohen for that service by giving him his matanos. So Tan Rabban the Brisa tells us, Hakohanim v'Leviim v'Aniim ha'Masayehim, that if you have Kohanim Leviim or Aniim, who are normally entitled to Maisa Ani, that are Masayeya, the Bailim with whatever work they have to do, so the Brisa tells us how they help out. Bebeis Haroim, the Kohanim might help out to watch the animals or feed the animals in order to receive the Bechor, or Bebeis Hagranos, the Kohanim Leviim or Aniim might help out in the Beis Hagranos, where you're gathering in the grain, because the Kohanim want to get their Truma, the Levim want the Maaser Rishon, the Aniim want the Maaser Ani, Ubebeis HaMitbechayim, the Kohanim might help out in the butcher house where the Yeshech the Behemos, in order to be Mekabel, the Matanos of Zro L'Chayayim V'Keva. So in all those cases, Ein Noslem Truma Maaser B'Scharon, we do not give them the Truma or Maaser for helping out in those ways. V'Imosim Kein Chilulu, and if they did, then it's a Chilul. What does that mean that it's a chilul? So Rashi says in Masechet Tumah, a chilul Hashem. It's just not right. It's a chilul Hashem. The Rambam in the 12th Parak of Hilchos Trumos writes, V'kol HaMaseyeh Chilel Kodesh Hashem. So it's a terrible chilul Hashem that it looks like that these mitzvos are for sale, and we're going to give it to whoever's going to help us out. V'alein HaKosav Omer, and it's about them that the Pasuk says in Malachi, in Musar that's being given to the Kohanim, that Shichatam Bris HaLevi, that you have destroyed the bris that I have made, the covenant I I've made with Aaron HaKohen, who is the leader of Shevet Levi. He's supposed to be Misharis B'Shmi, he's supposed to be Mechabid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mechabid the Avodah, and now you've been Mevaza this entire bris by making it a business. Va'omer, and the Pasuk also says, V'eskatshe b'nei Yisrael lo sechalu v'lo samusu. So the Pasuk says, don't be Mechalal katshe b'nei Yisrael, and if you do, because you want to avoid tamusu, you want to avoid death, which makes it sound like if you're Mechalal, you're Chayim Misa. Might be Omer, why do I need that additional Pasuk? Because v'chi tema Misa lo, maybe you're going to say, okay, it's not nice, it's not appropriate, but Misa, you know, maybe you're not Chayim Misa. Tashema, that's why we have that additional Pasuk, v'eskatshe b'nei Yisrael lo sechalu v'lo samusu, that there's an onesh misa, because if you do this, if you avoid doing this avera, then lo yamusu. But if you don't act appropriately, then you're going to be punished bimisa. So Tosus points out that it doesn't really mean that there's an onesh misa for this, because we don't have any record in Masech Sanhedrin when we talk about the things you chayv misa for. They chayv misa for being a kohen m'sayeya bebeis agranos. So it means that it's karov la avon misa. Shidim Gubetz is called Tosus Chitonios, means an onesh gadol, that whatever the price is up in Shemayim, it's a price. It's really serious. The nafkamina, some of the achronim suggest, is whether you bury him Rishayim Gemurim or not buried next to Rishayim Sheinim Gemurim. So what level of Russia is he? That's what it means, that it's Chayiv Misa, that he's the level of Russia that would be buried in that part of the cemetery. These have different parts of the cemetery for different levels of tzaddikim and Rishayim, that everyone gets. That's why the Gemara, it's learned from the Mishnah Sanhedrin, which tells us they would have separate cemeteries for people who are chayiv different ones of the Dalai Misa Spazin. The Niskalim, the Nisrafin, were more serious Averos that you get skill and strength for than you do for Herig and Chenek. So they'd have different cemeteries for them, because there's Rishayim Gemurim and Rishayim She'enim Gemurim. So Bikshu Chacham Lekonsan, back in the Gemara, Bikshu Chacham Lekonsan, Lios Mafrish Nalean, Truma Mishalim, the Chacham wanted to make a knas that if you do this, if you provide Truma to the Kohen who helps you out, you're going to have to be Mafrish Truma again. But the Chacham wanted to make such a knas. Why didn't they make a knas? Because maybe if we're going to be mechayiv them to be mafresh again, they're going to assume that the original truma was a totally invalid truma, and that their grain remains tevel, and now they're going to be mafresh this tevua on other tevua that mamish is tevel, and you're not supposed to be mafresh min apater al chiv. On a daraisa level, this is already pater; it's already taken care of. It's only midrabanan that it's chayiv in truma, so we're afraid that people are going to get confused. Now, there are places in Shas where we say that whatever your mafresh is already truma, but yachsov yitrum, the chum argos are to be mafresh truma again, and we don't make such a gzeir, such a concern. We don't have such a concern. Oh, if we ask them to be mafresh again, they're going to assume that it was really tevel, and they're going to be mafresh mina patra al chiv. So Tosos in Dibra Maschil Dilma makes a distinction that in all those places, the first truma was already given to the kohen, and everyone will know that the second truma is only midrabanan, and it's not a real chiyuv, because the kohen received the first truma. But over here, granted, the kohen received the first truma, but he worked for it. So everyone's going to assume that the reason he received it was not because it's truma, but because it was payment for his work. So that's why there's a greater concern over here, that people won't realize that the first truma was a valid truma, and that's why we're concerned that they're going to be mafresh min apater al chiyuv. Ubekulan, the Braisa goes on to say, Ubekulan yesh ben tovas hanaa lebailim. In all these cases, though, the bailim is allowed to at least receive a tovas hanaa, a little bit of something to give to a particular kohen. Kate said, how does that work out? So the kohen's not allowed to be misayeya bebeis agranos, but a little token, something, can be given to the bailim. What does that mean? How do you do that? So Yisrael shifr shuma mikirio mitso Yisrael acher va'amr lo halacha sela zeh utenei leben biti kohen. His Yisrael friend might say to him, look, my granddaughter, my grandson is a Kohen. My daughter married a Kohen, so my grandson is a Kohen. So here, take this Sela and give it, for this Sela, I would like you to give all your Trumos to my grandson. So then Mutter, then you're allowed to do that. But Imhaya Kohen, if it was a Kohen who was giving a Sela to the Bailim in order to give the Truma, the Kohen, to another Kohen, then Aser. That's Aser, because since the person giving the Sela could have been the recipient of that truma, that really smells, that really looks bad if he's giving money in exchange for Tshuma being given, even though it's not really being given to him, but it could have been given to him. Betana, and the Gemara asked, wait a second, the Braisa says, my time, loka amar matnos kuhuna. So the Gemara just stopped. On the Braisa, we said that they're all allowed to receive Tova Sana'a, but then it only explains it about Truma. So why don't we say that there's a heter to receive Tova Sana'a from matnos kuhuna as well, meaning for giving Bechar, Israel Chayim Akeva? We said that there's Tova Sana'a, but then we never, when we gave the example, we said that Yisrael is going to say, here, take this Sela so you can give my grandson Truma. Why not take the Sela so you can give my grandson Zrol Chayim Keva? Take the Sela so you can give my grandson Bechor? Why do we only choose the example of Truma? So I would have said, it's an example. We're giving one example of Truma, but who adin? For all the other Matnos Kuna, Gemara does not say that. So my time, Elokamer Matnos Kuna, Amalach Truma to Kedush Sagufi, because there's a difference. Truma has Kedush Saguf. You're allowed to give Tova Sana'a Lebailim. To keep the law mitchala loasi the mitiba, since it's never going to be yotze lechulin by through exchanging for money, the kohen who receives the truma is not going to make the mistake and think that it has now become chulin because it was paid for, and therefore he's not going to treat it like chulin. But hani, but when it comes to the bechor balmum, the basar of a bechor balmum after you shecht it and the zro lechayim v'keva, keeping the kedushas damninu, that's only as kedushas damim. The kohen is allowed to sell that to Yisrael, and Yisrael is allowed to eat it. It's not like truma, which is asr to a zar. That only has kedushas damim. So asi the mitibuhun savar mitchal kedushasayu ar bazuze. Then it's gonna, people might make a mistake. They're gonna think that, oh, grandpa paid for it, so it must be that now it was yotze l'chulin and vasi the minig ba minig the chulin. They're gonna treat it like chulin and eat it in a way that you're not supposed to eat the matnos kuna. The matnos kuna are supposed to be eaten b'mashcha, b'gedula, with chardal, whatever. It's supposed to be eaten with a certain sense of dignity and a sense of, you know, a high level type of meichel, but people aren't going to do that if they think that it's already chulin. So that's why the Tana says that Tova Sana'a is mutter dafka for truma. It's not mutter for matnos kuhuna. So when it says ubekulan, it doesn't mean everything that was mentioned in the brisa. It means only truma sumaisos. That dafka be truma sumaisos, the matnos kuhuna are mutter. So the maskana of the sugya, you can't get Tova Sana'a for other matnos kuhuna. Shidu Ubetas raises the question in the name of Tosfos Chitzonios that there is a sugya Maseches Arachin that says that you're allowed to get Tova Sana'a for a bechor, because it says that you're allowed to be makdish lebedek habayis a bechor, and it says that it's nitan leftoso after the hachrama, after the akdasha, by assessing how much a person would want to give in order that you should give his grandson your bechor. Meaning, how much would a person pay you off in order to give his grandson the bechor? So you see, Beferu said that's a thing, that a person could pay you off, could give you some Tova Sana'a in order to give his grandson a bechor. So that's the kasha that the Shita Mukbetzas raises. So Shita Mukbetzas suggests that maybe the entire Isser is only it sounds from our Gemara that the entire Isser is only Chashash Midrabanan. Over there the Gemara was talking about the Midaraisa, it's mutter to receive Tova Sana'a for a Bechor, and since Midaraisa it's mutter to receive Tova Sana'a for Bechor, it's Shaykh to be Makdish or Machrim, that Tova Sana'a that the Bailim has, but Midrabanan it's Asr to be to receive Tova Sana'a for Bechor. So that's why the Gemara over there talks about being Makdish or Machrim, the value of the Tova Sana'a, because on a Daraisa level we could imagine such a value. So, but the maskana of our Gemara is that practically the Maisa on a Derabanan level, you're not allowed to receive Tova Sana'a for Bechar. Okay, now, weiter in the topic of Kohen Mesayeya, so the Gemara is going to say that that doesn't apply to Trumas Chutz La'aretz, and then that's going to lead us into a discussion of other differences between Trumas Haritzol and Trumas Chutz La'aretz. So I'm Rav, Trumas Chutz La'aretz ain't b'mishum Kohen Mesayeya Beis Agranos. You don't have a problem of Trumas Chutz La'aretz with Kohen Mesayeya Beis Agranos with Trumas Chutz La'aretz. Obviously, Chiv of Trumas Maestros Midar Rice is only in Eretz Yisrael. That's a Mishnah in Kiddushin. Any mitzvah that's Chovas HaKarka is only knowing Ba'aretz, not in Chutz La'aretz, but Midraban and the Mafresh Shuma even in Chutz La'aretz. Now, in the first part of Maseches Chulin, the Vavim Beis, the Gemara says that Rebbe was matir to eat without Truma and Meiser in Beis Shan, since it has a din of Chutz La'aretz. Sounds like there's no din of Truma whatsoever. ever in Chutz Laretz. And there are many sugis in Shas that sound that way. So Rashi says that Rebbe was matir dafka trumas dagan tirosh v'yitzar, which is a chiyuv midaraisa in Eretz Yisrael, so it's no in Chutz Laretz midrabanan. But trumas shar peiros, where even in Eretz Yisrael it's only midrabanan, is not going to be no in Chutz Laretz at all. So over here we must be talking about, when we're saying that there is such a din called trumas Chutz Laretz, we must be talking about dafka and dagan tirosh v'yitzar. Because dagan tirosh v'yitzar, where there's a din daraisa in Eretz Yisrael, there would be a din darabanan in Chutz Laretz. But all other peiros, where there's no din daraisa in Eretz Yisrael, there wouldn't even be a din midrabanan in Chutz Laretz. Okay, so let's assume it's dagan tirosh v'yitzar. When you're dealing with trumas Chutz Laretz, ein b'mishum koyanim seyves agranos, there's no issue of koyanim seyves agranos. Rav Chama yav l'shamei. Rav Chama used to give his trumas Chutz Laretz to his shamish, who was a kohen, and he wasn't worried that it looks like a koyanim seyves agranos, because anyway, it's only trumas Chutz Laretz. So that's one difference between trumas Eretz Yisrael and trumas Chutz Laretz. A second difference, Amar Shmuel, trumas Chutz Laretz betel barov. Trumas Chutz Laretz is batal brov. Normally, in order to be mevatal truma, it needs to be batal b'meya. You need meya keneged the truma in order to be mevatal it. But Trumas Chutz Laretz is batal b'rov chulin, like bittel of every iser on a daraisa level. Achrei rab lahatos, and therefore a zar would be already allowed to eat it, or a kohen tame would be allowed to eat it as long as it's mixed in with the rov. That's at least how Rashi understands. That the bittul brov would even permit a zar to eat it. However, Tosel says, no. When we say that it's bittul brov, it means that a kohen tamei is going to be allowed to eat it. But in order to allow a zar to eat it, you would still need bittul b'meya, even in trumas chutz la'aretz. That's how Tosel understands. The kasha is raised, though, by the achronim. How can you say bittul at all over here? This truma could become mutter for the tamei person after he's tovel, meaning if we're assuming that it's batel in the sense that now a tamei kohen is allowed to eat it, which all the rishonim agree, at least on that level it becomes batel, that a tamei kohen is going to be allowed to eat it. Well, wait a second, isn't this a davar sheish lamatirin? A davar sheish lamatirin never becomes batel. How's it a davar sheish lamatirin? All the kohen has to do is be metire himself, and then it's then he's going to be allowed to eat it. So whenever you have a davar sheish lamatirin, it should not be batel. So as Yaakov suggests in Yoredeus in Shinchav Beis, Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin has to be that the Davar has Matirin, not that if the item itself stays the same and it's the Kohen that could be Metaher himself and it's a change in the Gavra, not in the item itself. That's not called the Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin means, and this fits very nicely with the Rana Mesach Sandarim, that the item itself has characteristics of Heter. So that's why it can't become Batel, because it itself has characteristics of Heter. But over here, the Isser was never on the item itself anyway. The Isser was on the Kohen. The Kohen was one that was Tameh. That's not called a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So suggests the Yeshuas Yaakov. So the Gemara tells us, Rabba Mevatel Barov, Va'ochel Abiy Meitim Maso, Rabba, who apparently was a Kohen, used to be Mevatelus Truma and Rov, and he would eat it be made to Masa once it was Batal Barov. That's an interesting discussion, whether in fact Rabba was a Kohen. Rashi says he was Mebeis Elia Kohen, and that's what Tosa says as well, that it's Rabba and not Rava, because Rava in fact was not a Kohen, and the Raya that they bring was Gemara Chulin Daf Kuflam and Gimel, that Rava said to his Shamish, who was a Kohen, that he should be Zaka the Matnos Kuna, that he's Mekabel. But Rashi himself over there says that Rava was a Kohen. There's a discussion. Gemara Mesachs Rosh Hashanah tells us that because there was a curse on the Beis Eli, so no one lived till beyond the age of 20 from the Beis Eli, except for Al Yedei Torah and Chesed. Then they got another 20 years or another 20 years. So the Gemara identifies Abaye and either Rabba or Rava as descending from the Beis Eli Kohen, and yet being able to live a little longer than a typical descendant of the Beis Eli is able to live. So that's the discussion. Who exactly was the Kohen? Was it Rabba or Rava? Pashas, our Gemara sounds like Rabba. Rabba was the Kohen, and he was Mevatel Shuman Chutz Laretz, and he had to be made to Masa. Rav Huna Brei Rav Shua, Ki Misraim Le Chamra De Truma. When Rav Huna Brei Rav Shua received wine of Trumas Chutz Laretz while he was Tamei, Havarami Trei Natli De Chulin V'Chadda the natal de truma, he would take two kelim of chulin wine and he would one kli of truma wine and put it all, mix it all together in order to be mevatel the truma berov v'shakel chad, and then he would take the volume of one of those kelim using the assumption it's batel berov, so it must be what I'm taking out is the chulin wine, and he would drink it. But then he would make the assumption that what he already drank was the truma wine, and what's left is the two kelim worth of chulin wine, and therefore mikan veilech rami chad v'shakel chada. He would keep putting in one truma wine and keep taking one out and keep assuming that what he's taking out is the chulin wine. He would keep on redoing this bittel berov over and over again. Ve'amar Shmuel, a third din about trumas chutz laretz. Trumas chutz laretz ochel v'holech v'achar kach mafrish. Trumas chutz laretz, you could keep on eating even before you've been mafrish, and then you could be mafrish later on. You could be v'achar kach mafrish afterwards. Rashi says you could keep on eating until you meshayer a kedeshir of freshest truma, until you just leave over just what you need to be yotzei the mitzvah of a freshest truma. Tosa says it sounds that at the shas afrasha you don't have to be mafresh it from anything, meaning if all you're left with is the truma, so you just take whatever's left and it's all truma. So it sounds that way from Rashi. So Tosa doesn't like that, and he says no. When you're mafresh truma, you have to be meshayer or davar mo to be mafresh it from. You have to separate it from something that's mukaf to it, that's right next to it. So it doesn't mean that you can keep on eating everything. It means eat until you have enough left for truma and that which to be mafresh the truma from. But the point is you're allowed to eat it before the actual afrasha. V'yamar Shmuel, another difference. Ein trumas chutz laretz asura, ela b'mish ha'tuma yotzelav migufo. Only like a zav, anida, balkari, someone who the tuma comes from their body is asur b'trumas chutz laretz. But a person, let's say, is tameh because they touched a sheretz or a mace or something, they don't have an isra achila of trumas chutz laretz. V'hani mili ba'achila, aval b'negiya leslimba, but that heter is only for achila. When it comes to a tameh person touching trumas chutz laretz, then... that iser is only for achila. But when it comes to a tamei person touching trumas chutz la'aretz, even if it's tumi yotze migufo, he's allowed to touch trumas chutz la'aretz because it's so much less severe than trumas aretz shal. Amar avina hilkach. Since there's no iser of a tamei person touching trumas chutz la'aretz, even when they have a very severe form of tuma yotze la migufo, so nida, a woman who's a nida who has tumi yotze migufo, kotza chala, she could be mafresh chala, be metame that chala, binigi asa, she's touching the chala, va'ochala kohen katan, and then a kohen katan can eat that chala. V'ilaka kohen katan, if you don't have a kohen katan to eat it, shakla bereish masa, the nida should take whatever she's mafresh for chala, using a kli, the kli that they use to turn over the coals in the oven, so she doesn't directly touch the chala, she doesn't directly touch chala, which has a din of truma, so in order to be a memayit tuma, v'shadya b'tanura, and throw it into the oven to burn it, v'hadar mefarsha chala achriti, and then she'll be mafresh another chala from that dough, ki yechidol tishtakach toras chala, so that people who live in chutzaretz will not forget the din that there is such a thing called chala. So, because since she's always going to have to burn it, if she's always burning it, they're not going to remember the din that you're supposed to give chala to a kohen, and therefore va'ochala kohen gadol. When she's mafresh again, a kohen who is a gadol, not to be confused with a kohen gadol, a kohen who is a gadol, who's already bar mitzvah, is going to eat it even while he's tameh with the tumi yotzei megufo. Rav Nachman Rav Amram Rav Mori Bar Chamav Kazli Ba'arba. One time a group of rabbanim were traveling on a boat, Rav Nachman Rav Amram and Rami Bar Chama, Salat Rav Amram La'afnuye. Rav Amram went to go to the bathroom for a moment, so he left the other two Amorim, Rav Nachman and Rami Bar Chama, were sitting there alone, and while just Rav Nachman and Rav Mori Bar Chama were sitting there, Asayahi itza alas kamayu. A woman came in front of them to ask a shayla. Amalu, she said, Tamei meis mau she yitbal va'ochel trumas chutz la'aretz. Can a tamei meis go to the mikvah and eat trumas chutz la'aretz right after the tevila without waiting for harav shemesh? Normally, the halach is that someone who's tamei who went to the mikvah cannot eat truma until after harav shemesh. Pasuk says uva shemesh v'taher va'achar yochel min ha'kachim. So that's talking about truma. Kachim over there means truma. So normally you need harav shemesh. What about for trumas chutz la'aretz? So Amalei Rav Nachman l'ram Rami Bar Chama, Rav Nachman said to Rami Bar Chama, because again, they were the only ones that were still there. V'chi hazaa yesh lanu. What, do we have Efer Paraduma bizman hazeh? We don't have Efer Paraduma to do hazaa anymore. So if you don't require that, then you don't require Har of Shemesh either. Meaning, obviously, we're not so makbid about all of these halachos. By Trumas Chutzlaritz. So Amalei Rami Bar Chama, lo leichush leile saba. Shouldn't we be choshesh for the covenant of Rav Amram? He's not here. How could we paskin halacha when he went out for a moment? Adahachi yasr Rav Amram. So while they were having this conversation, Rav Amram came back. And he said, what's going on? So Amalu, Hachi Amrav, Tami Meis, Tov of Liyachu B'Trumus Chutz Laretz, V'las Hilchsakavasei. That Rav said that a Tami Meis does not require Har of Shemesh to eat Trumus Chutz Laretz, but we don't paskin like him. A Tami Meis does require Har of Shemesh in order to eat Trumus Chutz Laretz. So Amar Zuchim Shmez Rav Sheshes, Tami Sheretz, Tov of Liyachu B'Trumus Chutz Laretz, V'las Hilchsakavasei. That a Tami Sheretz also doesn't need Har of Shemesh, but we don't paskin that way either. We hold that a Tami does require Har V'Shemesh in order to eat Trumas Chutz Laretz. Now, the implication of this Gemara seems to be that they didn't have Efer Paradum in the times of the Amoraim. Because the immediate response was, should we require Har V'Shemesh? What, do we require Efer Paradum and we don't require Hazah? And that's how Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom understand. Rav Nachman was saying that since we already don't have Efer Parah, so we might as well not require Har V'Shemesh. And that implies that they didn't have Efer Parah anywhere. However, Tosfos says that Rav Nachman meant to say that when someone becomes Tamei in Chutz Laretz, what, we're going to make him schlep all the way to Eretz Yisrael in order to be Mitar Efer Parah? Because they did have Efer Parah in Eretz Yisrael, but they just weren't Matriach people to go all the way to Eretz Yisrael in order to be Mitar themselves with Efer Parah. So that's what he's saying. V'chi hazaa yesh lanu. We're in Chutz Laretz. We don't have Efer Parah here. In Eretz Yisrael, they taka had Efer Parah. And that's what a number of the other Rishonim say as well, that in the times of the Amoraim, they had Efer Parah. So Tosos and the Sefer HaTrumah write that the reason in Chutz Laretz they didn't have Efer Parah was because they wouldn't have helped anyway. There was a Gezer of Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, that the whole Chutz Laretz was Tameh, makes you Tameh like a mace. So it would be silly to have Efer Parah. You can become Tameh immediately again, as soon as you tie yourself. So that's why they limited the Efer Parah Dafka to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, now the Mishnah had said, Bechor nechal shana b'shana. That a Bechor, the mitzvah l'chadchila, is that it should be eaten within its first year of life, whether it's a tam or whether it's a bal mum. And then the Tana says that if it develops a mum within that year, you're allowed to keep it for kol shnei masar chodesh. Sounds from the Mishnah, betok shna so, that we count the year of the Bechor from its own birthday. So mitkamer nolad bo mum, betok shna so, l'memer de l'shana didei maninan. Makes it sound like the year of Bechor is measured by its own birthday and not by Rosh Hashanah. So minonimili, how do I know that that's true? Tamar Avidom Rav, Tamar Kra, the Pasuk says by Bechor, Lifnei Hashem Elokecha Tochlenu, Shana Bishana. So what does that mean, Shana Bishana? Ezu Yishana Shenechneses Bechaverta. Where does one year enter into another year? Usually when it's one year, it can't be the following year. Havi Omer, Shana Shal Bechor. It's talking about the Shana of Bechor, that you count him from his birthday, and that will therefore go into the next calendar year, even though it's only the first year of that Bechor. So you see, for Bechor, we count based on its own birthday. Debei Rav Tana, in the Beis Medrash of Rav, they learn from a different pasuk. How do I know that a Bechor counts from his own birthday? Shana b'shana, yom echad b'shana, zu, b'shana zu, v'yom echad b'shana zu, limit al Bechor shenech l'shem v'laylechad. The pasuk of Shana b'shana is not there to teach me that we count a Bechor from his own birthday. Shana b'shana teach me a different halacha. How do I know that a Bechor could be eaten for 2 days? Because it says Shana B'Shana, that a Bechor can be eaten a little bit in this year and a little bit in the following year. So it must be that it straddles 2 days this month that you're allowed to eat a Bechor. That's what I learned from that Pasuk. So Debei Rav Minalahu. So how did Debei Rav know that a Bechor's birthday is counted as its year is counted from its birthday? Yalfi Mekachim. They learn it from other Kachim that are brought as a B'nai Shana that you also count from their own birthdays. Okay, great. That just shifted the question. V'kachim gufayu minolan. And how do I know by kachim that you count from their own birthdays? Amar Avach Bar Yaakov, Amar Krah, because the pasuk says, keves ben shnaso shalo velo shana shel minyan olam, that it gets its own year and not a shana shel minyan olam. V'rav nech l'shem v'lay lecha minalei. So how does Rav know the din that the Bei Rav learned from shana b'shana? How does he know the din that it's eaten for 2 days and one night, if he uses this pasuk to tell me about counting from its birthday? So nafkalei may ubisaram yelach kichazei atnufa ukshok hayamin. Hikishu akas of the chaz of shok shel shlamim, that there's a hekish between the chaz and shok of shlamim to the bechor. Malalon, just like shlamim is shnei yam v'layla echad, is eaten for 2 days and one night. Afkan shnei yam v'layla echad, so to a bechor could be eaten for 2 days and one night. And the conversation, Be'ez Hashem, will continue on the chav ches amid aleph tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.